I first met Mao Mo at a symposium in China. Mo serves as the Municipal Foreign Exchange Project Manager for the city of Chengdu in the southwestern province of Sichuan, adjacent to Tibet. 30-year-old Mo is also charged with tourism initiatives to promote Chengdu as a destination. After returning home from China, Mo and I kept up our friendship via Instagram, and that's how Mo came to America to visit with me in Morro Bay a year later. He says it was my Instagram images of kayaking in the bay with Morro Rock in the background that struck a chord in his wanderlust. It was the sunset paddles that really got him. He'd comment in his replies, "I really must come see where you live and go out kayaking with you." And he did just that. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along for a visit with Mo as we climb Black Hill before heading out kayaking on Morro Bay. Mo, here we are in Morro Bay, California, and 24 hours ago you were in Chengdu, China.
Yes, it is.
It's pretty incredible, halfway around the world. And
So thanks to the aviation industry, bring me around the world like it.
So a year ago, I came to visit you in Chengdu. We explored around your province, Sichuan, and the mountains. And now it's your turn to come here. This is your first time in Morro Bay. You've been to California, but never to the Central Coast. What's your first overarching reaction when you got here?
Well, actually, I have to say the Morro Rock. What just impresses me a lot. When I just drive into the direction, that bump to my eyes, that really impressed me because I never see such things in China. Mm-hmm. It's a coastline, right? And it's suddenly come up with a rock, the huge rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, it is pretty incredible. How about Morro Bay itself, the town? Is this something familiar to your experience in China, or is it distinctively different?
Well, actually, it's totally different from somewhere I've been to the U.S., I see no African-American people here. That's quite something, you know. As my friend says, it's kind of the Caucasian community here, right?
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah, very much so. I can see everything as a very wild style. We go to the fish and chip shop with you, and what else about Morro Bay is I think the people here seem all friendly. I can see a smile on their face. Mm-hmm. Or everything here just feels like the laid-back style, the chill style. Yeah, I think it's kind of the place for the people just from San Fran to L.A., a getaway spot for them.
What you are experiencing here on the California Central Coast, is there anything close to this in China that you've experienced?
No, not at all. Because the culture is different, the vibe is different, the people here is different. Yeah, so nothing at all from China.
And how about the environment, the natural setting?
Well, actually, the natural things are stunning here because, you know, nowadays in China, we have the smog problem. But here, since in the States, nothing that happens here. I can see the ocean, the clouds, the sky, very clean and beautiful. I love that. Mm-hmm. Kind of the escape for me from that place to come here to breathe the fresh one.
So your job in Chengdu, Sichuan province, is tourism and is to attract visitors from around the world to come to Chengdu.
Yes, indeed, kind of the build up the Chengdu image worldwide, you know, to make people know that the city in China called Chengdu, mm-hmm. not just Beijing, not just Shanghai, not just Hong Kong.
Turning it around, if you had to represent Morro Bay in the California Central Coast, how would you position it for people in China?
You mean come to Morro Bay for the
Yeah, week? Why should they come?
Well, actually, for Chinese people, they may be aware of the city of the San Fran, aware of the city of the L.A., but never the Morro Bay. Mm-hmm. So probably I would say kind of the...
Like a halfway...
Halfway from... You know, people love to drive through from San Fran to L.A., right? Mm-hmm. They could just stay here for like one night for kind of a rest, kind of the chill style, chill, the laid-back life here, jogging. Enjoy the sunrise, sundown. Mm-hmm. That'd be beautiful. If possible, I can just go kayaking outside. That'd be also amazing.
Well, we're going to be out on the water shortly.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to that a lot, long time, you know. Mm-hmm. I practiced my kayaking in Philippines already.
Oh, yeah. To be ready. So one of the reasons you came here, how you got sold to come here, were my posts on Instagram.
Definitely, it's on Instagram, because, you know, we're getting friends on Instagram, since I see lots of posts about Morro Bay, especially the sunrise part, the sundown parts, mm-hmm. and also the kayaking parts. And I can tell that it's totally different from China. Mm-hmm. So I have never seen this before in some other countries. Mm-hmm. Probably I've seen these kind of things in Australia, mm-hmm. but in the States, and not the style. Right. So I say, I'll come here definitely with my friends here, mm-hmm. yeah, to see special things, not just from Instagram,
right.
by myself.
Exactly. Today, in tourism in Chengdu, Instagram is an important vehicle for you, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. But actually, the Instagram is not that kind of popular channel for Chinese people, because we have used the VPN, which
right.
is it's hard for them to do so. But in China, we use the Weibo channel and right. also the WeChat Moments channel.
Right. But when you communicate to people outside of China, you can use Instagram, right?
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Actually, when some people want to make friends with Chinese guys, they will use WeChat as well. Mm-hmm. So kind of the social platform for people to communicate worldwide as well.
So WeChat is Facebook, but it's also an Instagram. It's also a little bit of everything, isn't it?
WeChat kind of the Snapchat style things. People just talk to each other and just send a message and avoid messages like that. They can post something in your personal page, post your some lifestyle, the food, the things you're doing, which is funny, mm-hmm. sort of things like that.
But isn't there an added dimension where...
We use WeChat for a lot of things, for daily things, for work things, for leisure things. So kind of the must things in China nowadays. Also, the WeChat has like, I think, over a billion users. Worldwide.
Wow. Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's incredible.
So probably you should get one WeChat as well.
I know, yeah. So Facebook doesn't exist in China for the Chinese people, right?
Sorry, what?
Facebook.
Oh, Facebook, yeah.
It's not really, it's not a viable operative in China.
Yeah, because Facebook also kind of the, we know how to say, cannot be connected in China mm-hmm. because of political issues. But someone do use Facebook as well. Mm-hmm. If you have friends overseas, it's kind of things, you know, connect with your friends. So for some people in China, Facebook is also being used by them.
You know, it is. Okay. But within China, the Chinese communication is not really viable.
Yeah, it's not that popular here in China, in the States. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I have to say Weibo and WeChat is the main mainstream there in China.
If you were to tell a friend about the California Central Coast and Morro Bay and coming here, why would you tell them to come?
Well, actually, just they're saying that being local is a new next year on travel. So come to Morro Bay, act like you're local people here, you know, do some jogging, just running around. Enjoy the sunshine, enjoying the sunrise and down, hang out with a friend, that would be cool, I think. So it's a kind of laid-back style for people to come here to spend not just a rush travel to San Fran or just LA, right? Chill down and just enjoy the life, the real life here.
You mentioned earlier, you were talking about an attraction for you was the literal fact that it's midway between LA and San Francisco.
Yes, it is. So I think people have to take a rest between the like 6-hour drive, you know, mm-hmm. to spare out a night, at least 2 days, one night here in Central Point. Maybe not just Morro Bay, but somewhere else around this area also would be great for them, I think.
In your world, back home in Chengdu, it's a city of over 14 million people.
Actually, 16.
Yeah. It's growing.
Yeah, it's growing. Definitely, it's growing.
16 million. Wow. Very different world, isn't it?
It's totally different world. We're just kind of a developing country with the developing city. Chengdu is kind of to build up kind of international hub for in Western China to become, because Chengdu nowadays launched lots of the international air flights with lots of international cities such as Los Angeles, San Fran, mm-hmm. Chicago, and New York. Mm-hmm. So just in the States, also some other countries.
And those are all direct flights.
All direct flights, mm-hmm. yes. Bring to Chengdu just easily than before.
And it's quite affordable in the scheme of things. Last November when I came to Chengdu from San Francisco direct, I think the flight was $750.
Well, actually, the price depends on the seasons.
Right, for sure.
Because off season, epic season.
I came off season.
Yes. Yeah. So if you just prepare of your trip to China, I think the price will be not that much higher than you thought so.
Well, let's talk about off season value travel to Sichuan Province and Chengdu. As you remember, I was there in November, which is getting into winter time, and yet we lucked out. It was quite mild and pleasant the whole time.
Actually, you know, November is the best time for travel to China, to Chengdu, actually, because it's neither too cold or not too warm. Mm-hmm. So probably you just dress up, and you can see lots of the natural things in Chengdu. Also, some of the scenarios just around Chengdu, because I think also the November is kind of the off-season time for people to travel there, if you have time, right? The travel expense would be just like maybe one-third of the regular expense.
Interesting. A lot of people come to Chengdu for the pandas, not for the big city experience.
Yes, yes, indeed. Chengdu is famous by pandas. Mm-hmm. Chengdu has the incubation of panda, have the panda incubation just inside the city. Panda's cute. It's kind of the, adorable animals among the world, right? Yeah. So people would just go to Chengdu for pandas. Sometimes also, not just panda, also the food, the hot pot, the Sichuanese cuisine. Mm-hmm. That's also amazing. Sichuanese cuisine is famous by the little spicy and longming taste. And also this kind of the cuisine that spread out the world as well. So people, as you say so, they know Sichuanese food first before than the Sichuan province and Chengdu, right? Wow. So we could come to Chengdu to taste the authentic ones and with a cheaper price, definitely.
And I remember we went to a restaurant. They had like an inner hot and an outer hot ring on the table.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, because for the traveler, for the tourists, they maybe just will taste like the, you know, not that hot spot. So I think so. People just from not just the foreign country, but from the other province in China, they will not get used to the spicy taste. Mm-hmm. So we have some kind of the special flavor for them to get kind of involved in our taste.
For me, one of the allures of Chengdu was experiencing the city and like the alley area, the shopping area we went to. That was awesome.
Yeah, they're called the narrow, wide alley.
Yeah.
It's kind of the ancient street in Chengdu. It's not as famous by the tourism commercial style, but actually before just kind of the broken street, but our government tried to refurbish them, rebuild them to build it as the Chengdu tourist image.
So it's kind of like old China in a way.
Yes, like an old Chengdu in a way, definitely. And people just kind of the residential area, but now they seem to be too commercial for me, actually.
Right.
But for people just come to Chengdu, that's a must-going place.
For me, another one of my highlight memories of my time in Chengdu and exploring the region was the Four Sacred Mountains. Yeah.
Yeah. Four Sacred Lady Mountain, actually. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, I've never been there. Mm-hmm. I've never been there, Four Sacred Mountain. But as we have been there, I'd be great for you because it's our, mother mountain of Sichuan, I think so. So the scenery there, I think it would be naturally great. How do you tell the difference between the Four Sacred Mountain from here? Do you see any differences between the two places?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool. So, I mean, actually, I can hardly answer you fully about the Four Sacred Mountain because I've never been there, but I will try once I'm back.
Well, when
so I will come back to you to discuss the details.
Well, when I come back, you can take me there.
Yeah, of course. Why not? Yeah. Chengdu is a place that's not just visited for once. For twice. Also, Chengdu is a gateway point for Tibet.
You're not very far from Tibet, are you?
By the flight, just 1 hour away.
That's incredible. So it really is a gateway city.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. Chengdu kind of gateway city for Xi'an, Tibet, also Yunnan province.
How far to Xi'an?
3 hour high-speed train from Chengdu to Xi'an. Mm-hmm. By plane, just like 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Chengdu could be a great base camp if you wanted to see the terracotta warriors.
Yes. You know, because Chengdu now has the new slogan of the travel industry called, you don't taste the real China, come to Chengdu. Because nowadays Beijing, Shanghai, also Hong Kong is internationalized. You want to see some more authentic China's taste, Chengdu would be a perfect place to go.
And another fond memory of mine, I can hardly wait to go back, or the ancient towns, and we went to Pinglu.
Yeah, Pinglu is ancient towns.
And that goes back to the Silk Road days, 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, it's back to the, I think that place is also by our government to refurbishment, to rebuild, to make it as a tourism attraction to people from the outside world to see the real ones, to taste the real Chengdu taste, to see how authentic people, how local people live that way.
Yeah, and literally, you can't even drive a car into the town.
No, just by walking over the side.
They were made for donkeys.
You didn't know, because you know, in Asia Street in China, we didn't have no vehicles. So by walking, that's it.
Little lanes are too narrow for a truck to get down anyway.
All right, yeah. But you would get used to it when you just travel back to twice, three times.
Mm-hmm. If you had to sum up and say one overarching reason why somebody should go to Chengdu in the region, what would be the big draw in your mind?
Well, for me, I have to say I have 3 points. The first one would be a laid-back lifestyle, because, you know, being local is a new luxury in travel. Being a laid-back style of life in Chengdu is vital. The second, the food. You know, Chinese food spread out of the world rapidly. So people just come to our place to taste the real ones. I have to say some tasting like in the UK and the US, maybe it's not the authentic one, but come to Chengdu with the authentic one, but with a cheaper price. And 3 points is, of course, panda, you know. People all around the world are crazy about pandas, right? You just have to line up to see the panda in Washington room, in LA room, but in Chengdu we see lots of pandas.
This is a whole research facility where it's very in-depth, the studies they do on the pandas.
Yes, panda kind of the dangerous species nowadays. So also panda now becoming the gift for our government to sending our kind of the friendly signal to the foreign countries as a presence. So I have to say, these 3 points would be kind of the three major attraction to the people from outside who come to Chengdu. And also the fourth one is would be a gateway city for Tibet, because I think Tibet has a huge influence for the Westerners. So they just come to Chengdu for a few days. After that, Tibet. Yeah, perfect. I was here because of your post in Instagram, also our relation, friendship relation. You know. But for those guys who do not know Morro Bay, they do not have the Instagram post with you. So probably they would just skip here. But I would say, being local is new luxuries, right? Come here, being a real American local travel ways, enjoy life here, lay back, chill, right? Something like that would be better for them to, when they go back home, to tell people, I'm just not going to LA or San Francisco or New York, just Washington, D.C. We also go to some other places, more American style, more chill style, the way that how American people live.
And like you said, there's a real logistic ease for you. You flew into L.A. last night, and you're on your way to Las Vegas, so this made perfect sense for you logistically to make a stop-off on the Central Coast.
Definitely. I think this place would be a perfect spot for the not just good from the L.A. to Vegas, could be from L.A. to, you know, Seattle or somewhere else, just along the number one highway, right? Perfect getaway spot.
So if we wanted to learn more about coming to Chengdu and Sichuan province, is there a recommended website?
Oh, actually, there's a website called gochengdu.cn, the kind of official website from Chengdu government to tell people how Chengdu is, what Chengdu has.
And that would tell people things to do beyond the boundaries of Chengdu city itself, right?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, it's kind of to cover all the perspective of Chengdu, from the expat worlds, from the local worlds, they cover all the things. And my name is Mo Mao from Chengdu Tourism. Good.
Thanks, Mo. What a pleasure. Thank you for coming to visit.
Thank you too, Tom. That's a very nice being here,
Well, we picked a perfect day for you.
Yes, definitely. Thank you. Thank you for hosting us here.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Morro Bay, California. We'll see you here, and then we'll see you in Chengdu.
Nice.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.